In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Thousands of families in California are still recovering from this year's deadly wildfires. And heading into the new year, many will face the tough decision of whether to rebuild and, if they do, how to rebuild. The increase in destructive wildfires in this country has brought more attention to the materials and techniques that make buildings less likely to burn. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Driving into the foothills west of Boulder, Colorado, you can still see the scars from the Four Mile Canyon fire 8 years ago.
When you come over this ridge, you'll see that there's a lot less trees than there used to be.
So all this was forested, and now it's mostly bare hillside.
That's correct, yeah.
That's architect Mark Gerwing. We're going to see his clients, Lynn and John Stas. The Four Mile Fire destroyed their home of almost 30 years, along with nearly 170 others. The Stases knew right away they wanted to rebuild.
We really didn't think about it too much.
It was home. And as devastated as it was, we just really wanted to be home.
But building another cedar-shingled house with a large wood deck didn't make sense in wildfire country, so Gerwing designed something safer.
We're standing on a concrete patio instead of a wood deck. The exterior of the house is stucco and metal, which is, you know, ignition resistant.
The eaves project upward instead of down to avoid trapping hot gases. The roof is made of something called Densdeck.
It's like a concrete composite board. So the rubber membrane on the outside is the waterproofing, but the concrete board is the fireproofing.
Wood has long been the preferred building material in the U.S. because it's relatively cheap. But Michelle Steinberg with the National Fire Protection Association says ignition-resistant materials can be cheaper. Cement fiber siding sells for less than half the price of traditional cedar.
The really good news is even with the technologies and the materials we have today, there's a lot of options for people to build a new home or to retrofit in an affordable way.
Ken Callagar sells a product called RSG 3D Panel, which he says is resistant to hurricanes, earthquakes, and fire. It's made of foam insulation, sandwiched between steel mesh and wrapped in concrete. Callagar says the city of Santa Rosa, California, is using it to replace a wall destroyed by fire last year.
The world is moving in this direction. If you go outside the U.S., panelized buildings are pretty ubiquitous. So is concrete construction.
But experts want people to understand there's no such thing as a fireproof home. Architect Mark Gerwing says the best you can do is buy time.
I'm not sure if any ignition-resistant construction, if you're really in the middle of the woods and the fire was as hot as this one was, would have stopped it.
Which is why maybe the most important change the Stases made was to expand their driveway to allow access for emergency vehicles and firefighters. In Boulder, Colorado, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.